So this lesson will be a continuation of the shorter lesson that was palming or cupping the eyes. You can listen to that lesson first and then continue with this lesson. Or I will give an abbreviated version of that scan and the directions of cupping before you enter into this lesson with the eyes. So to begin, find a comfortable way to lie on your back. You may bend your knees or lengthen your legs. What is ever the most comfortable for you. You may place your hands at your sides to begin, or you may rest your elbows on the floor and place your hands somewhere on your middle, as you like. But to begin, sense your contact with the floor, your pelvis, your shoulders, your head. Notice the spaces that lift from the floor between your head and your shoulders, between your shoulders and your pelvis. Now bring your two hands to cup over each of your eyes, to bring the palms over each eye, the right palm over the right eye, the left palm over the left eye. And find a way to attend to the darker areas of your vision, which represent places of increasing ease and space and rest. As much as possible, invite the ease and space and rest that can grow as you allow the dark areas to widen and deepen. Now, bringing your palms away from your eyes and resting them either at your side or your hands somewhere on your middle while your elbows are resting on the floor, you will start some eye movements. Both of your eyes will move, but I will ask you to bring your attention primarily to your right eye. Begin. So with your attention on your right eye, where, in what direction is it gazing right now? If you were to think a line of your gaze of your right eye, is it what you would consider to be a center, or is it a little headward, footward, right or left? And just notice where you begin, and then think of if you were choosing the center, that you would bring the right eye, though the eyes are closed, you're bringing the right eye to the center of where it can face of your vision. And beginning there, you will move from the center a little to the right and back to the center. And these are small, light, slow movements. One needn't go all the way to the right to be gazing towards the right, just a little to the right and gently back to the center. Notice notice your breathing throughout. Does your breathing stay continuous and soft as you look to the right, as you look to the center? And now I will encourage you to explore the variation, but again, gently and just a little, just a few times is plenty, that you look slowly to the right and then quickly back to the center. And slowly, slowly to the right and then quickly back to the center. And pause. Consider that your eyes have a weight and that they are an orb of soft material that rests backward into your face and the structure of your skull. So the eyeball itself rests within the eye socket in gravity, and it can rest backwards. Now think again about looking with the right eye forward, wherever the center is for you now, and you will look to the right quickly and then slowly back to the center. And it doesn't have to be the furthest extreme of the right, just somewhere right quickly and then slowly back to the center. And pause. Sense the contact of the back of your head, somewhere between your shoulders, your pelvis. Sense your face, your lips, your tongue, your jaw, your throat. Sense your breath. Your breath will enter your nostrils. It will come over the top of the upper palate of the roof of your mouth and down your throat and into your lungs. And so consider that pathway, the sensations of the passage of the air, the shape. And now return your attention to your right eye and think about the center, and slowly you will move the eye to the left, which will be towards the bridge of the nose roughly, and then back towards the center slowly a few times. And notice your breath as you attend to the right eye, moving to the left and back to the center. And pause. Now bring the right eye to the left slowly and back to the center with some quickness. So we don't have to effort or strain as we make the eyes quick. Just distinguish a difference between moving slowly to the left towards the nose and more quickly back to the center, as if there was something ahead of you that you were just bringing your eyes oriented to see. and pause. Now with your eyes beginning towards the center and your attention predominantly on your right eye, bring your right eye with some quickness towards the left, towards the bridge of your nose, the center of your face. Look to the left quickly and slowly back to the center. And to the left quickly and slowly back to the center. And now pause and roll the head a little right and left. So the nose goes a little right and left. And notice, do the eyes jump ahead or trail behind? Or can the eyes be soft, be resting in this cradle of the structure of the eye socket, and they are just carried right and left a little bit with the rolling of the head. And make that rolling right and left smaller and smaller until you rest somewhere in a kind of middle. And rest. You can change the position of your legs or of your hands or both as you rest. If it feels inviting to you to roll to the right or left side to take a break from being on your back, you are welcome to do that. But before you begin that process, please feel the restfulness of the eyes, the jaw, the tongue. And as you come to a different side, you can continue to feel the soft eyes resting in the socket, the tongue resting in the mouth, and that gravity works on these soft parts of ourselves by just giving it a little place to land. Now, when you are ready to return, again, consider the softness of the tongue, the jaw, the eyes in their sockets, the ease of the breath, and return to this way of being on the back, either with bent knees or legs that are long. And now let the eyes, predominantly focused on your right eye, but both eyes will be moving, and they will just sweep slowly, continuously, without pressing against the edges or any kind of reaching or stretching. They will move to the right and the left. And the right and the left. And pause. Rest the eye in the middle, or whatever position feels restful. And if that position is not the middle, just take note of where resting for the right eye is. And now imagine, although the eyes are closed, that you are looking, slowly sweeping right and left to something that is near to your face, perhaps a foot or 18 inches, somewhere comfortable, maybe within a kind of reading distance or the distance of something that you're working with your hands, but you're imagining that somewhere in that range of closeness, you're just softly moving the eyes right and moving the eyes left. And slowly right and slowly left. Then bring the eyes somewhere to rest. Pay attention to your breathing, how your lungs fill, how they lengthen you as the air comes in, how your torso, your shoulders, your belly, everything can soften as the air comes out. And pause, move your attention to rolling your head a little right and a little left. Pause. Now, once again, thinking about your eyes being more or less in the middle, more or less looking forward, and with your attention predominantly on your right eye, think of looking far away. Though your eyes are closed, you're imagining that you are looking to a horizon that is very far away, and you're slowly sweeping the eyes right and left across a large distance, and you're looking for making this movement smooth, easy, and then pause somewhere where the eyes are forward, some kind of middle. And roll the head again, a little right and a little left. Pause. Bring the head somewhere to the middle and bring the hands up to cup or palm the eyes again. Sense any change you feel in the amount of movement or color or brightness in the depth or the area that the darkest parts of the black, how much they have spread. When Feldenkrais teaches this lesson, he speaks about a quality of darkness that is what you might imagine might be wet black velvet. So really a place where the perception of light becomes very, very saturated into a darkness that it does not come out of. There's a sinking into a restful, still, visual impression of darkness that is deep and soft and becomes wider and deeper as you sink into it. So notice how that has changed. When you are ready, you can softly bring your palms, your hands away from your eyes, and rest your hands down at your side, or your arms to your elbows down at your side, and your hands resting on the middle of yourself, however you're the most comfortable. And now, again, predominantly attending to the right eye, you will look up and to the center. And again, not straining, you look up to the degree of up that is comfortable, easy, soft, and back to the center. Notice whether it's a smooth looking up or if there are little jumps. Notice if any part of looking up and back to the center makes any changes in your breath or your neck, or the contact of the back of your head on the floor, and just notice it and make it simpler, make it softer, make it smaller, so it can really feel restful. And pause with the eye somewhere in the center, looking, gazing forward. And then return to this idea of looking up slowly and back to the center with some quickness, and up slowly and coming back to the center quickly. Looking up slowly and quickly to the center, and pause. Now, let's explore downward from the center, where you will look downward slowly and back to the center slowly. And downward, not pressing the range or reaching or efforting, but just downward and back to the center. Now, look downward slowly and back to the center quickly. And then downward slowly and back to the center quickly. Feel this distinction that though the moving quickly with the eyes is not happening with force or a hurried speed, that there is still distinction between gazing slowly and bringing the attention back to the center quickly. And then change that where you will look quickly down and then back to the center slowly. And quickly down and back to the center slowly. And pause. Feel the eyes soft, resting backward into the sockets, being cradled in the bony parts of your skull. The tongue soft. The jaw. Teeth not pressing. Some space in the mouth. The breath moving easily through the nostrils, over the upper palate, down the throat, into the lungs. Roll the head a little right and left. Pause. Change the legs or arms for a rest. Now, if you have rolled to a side or rested in a different position, you can bring yourself back onto your back. Bend your knees and stand your feet. Leave your arms simply at your side or lying at your side to your elbows and your hands somewhere in your middle. And now very, very slowly allow your eyelids to part and allow the light to begin to enter your eyes. And roll your head a little right and left with the eyes just being carried along. The eyes aren't jumping ahead or staying behind. The eyes aren't reaching to focus on anything. They're just rolling a little right and left with the head. And pause. And now let your eyes begin to focus, perhaps on a point on the ceiling, somewhere directly forward of you. And let your eyes really find a spot and think of holding that spot a little bit with your vision. And now you will begin to turn your head a little right and left, but in a very small way, so that the eyes will continue gazing forward to this place or point on the ceiling that you're connecting them to, and the head will just ever so slightly slide a little right and left around the still eyes. So imagine and feel this idea that the eyes are staying still, and very slowly, very small, very gently, the head moves right and left around the eyes. And then pause, rest your attention, rest the gazing. And then return to feeling the eyes carried in the head, and roll the head a little bit right and left with the eyes just coming along. And pause. And sense the eyes resting in the head. Sense the breath coming in through the nose, over the top of the palate, down the throat, into the lungs, filling and coming away from this space that is between the hips and the shoulders. Feel the changing length between the hips and the shoulders along the spine. Feel the changing width between the shoulders, maybe between each armpit, from one armpit to the other, as the air comes in and it broadens you and it lengthens you and it deepens you. And roll the head a little bit right and left, and letting the eyes be carried. But as you start to consider that you will be rolling to a side and coming up to sit, and then coming up to stand, notice how the eyes become softly active again in helping you to orient to the space, to notice your surroundings, to set a certain tone for your vision, your alertness to action, your orientation. And as you stand, turn a little right and left. Notice any differences you feel on the right and the left, both in your attention to the right eye and in your ability to move or initiate action from the right or the left side. You may end the lesson here, or you may continue to part three, where we will explore these same variations with the left eye. If your feeling of asymmetry is one that is in any way disorienting for you, do know that as you move about in the world, it is likely the right and left sides will even up fairly quickly. If you are curious about continuing on the lesson to using the variations we've just used with the right eye, with the left eye, that is very likely to also bring together the two sides in a feeling of symmetry more quickly. But it's not necessary. It's just they're both possibilities depending on the time that you have for this exploration, the curiosity that you have for this exploration, and the interest that you have to continue.